I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Thursday, May 2nd, 2013, to order. And our first order of business is commission remarks, and I see that there are none. I guess that was a suggestion. Aggregate road materials. We have a bid opening, if I'm not mistaken. Mr. Hayes, Mr. Erickson. You bet. What is the charge for that, Donna? I forget.
Just bill.
Donna.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is an annual bid. This is the aggregate road materials bid that Road and Bridge requests each year. The one for 2013 is number 201304-220. We released this about a month ago, and since it's been out, we have received 10 responses, and I will proceed to open each one of those, hand those over to Mr. Hayes for a quick review to make sure that the signatures are correct and that the required minimum documents are submitted, and then he will probably have to take all those in for review process. The first one that I received is from John Stallcup. See that it is signed. The next one is from American Rock and Concrete. Signed, and the correct copies are included and indicated as such. The next one is from Jernigan Construction. It is signed. I have the original here. The next one is from Donaldson Construction Company. Coastal. Coastal Energy, signature page, okay. Next one is from Conco Concrete. Signed, sealed, and delivered. Next one is from APAC.
Which is the one that you have down?
Signatures in place.
Last one.
APAC.
Thank you.
The next one is Blevins Asphalt. In order. The next one is from Young Karnes Construction, and it feels like a real small one. That would be acceptable. Young Karen's Construction Company. One page on cold mix bid requirements. Nothing, just that one piece of paper. So they did not include anything else as required.
Copies.
The bid instructions clearly require that the bid itself be returned, all the pages within the bid initialed and a W-9. So I'd have to say I would recommend that be
we'll look at it.
Non-responsive. And the last one is from Table Rock Asphalt. Those are originals. And this is signed. That's all of them. I would ask the commission for a ruling on Karnes, and also let Mr. Hayes outline what his intentions are regarding the review process.
What I plan to do is review all of these and put them on a spreadsheet in the category they did. We had several different types of material, from aggregate to road holes to our cold and hot mix, finished earth, concrete. Some of these vendors would have bid on any particular group or any and all of them. So we'll spreadsheet all that and come back next Thursday with a recommendation.
What about next? Is Monday too soon?
Monday is going to be too soon. I want a chance to get them on a spreadsheet, review them with the supervisors. I plan to do that Tuesday, and then Thursday will be
Thursday the 9th.
Here, Randy.
Thursday would be the quickest. It's probably on Monday. This Monday's going to be too quick. I won't be able to. There's a lot to go through right there.
On the one that there's a question about, is that you sent out spec documentation, right? That needed to be there, and they don't have that. So when you fill out your spreadsheet, are you going to just put something on that, well, that they turned one in, or how are you going to, yeah, how are you going to handle that situation?
We'll list them as a vendor, like we put others, but basically we have an incomplete
bid. Okay.
Provided that we have a meeting on that day, I don't have any problem with that occurring.
Okay. Well, Thursday is going to follow on Monday, but this Monday is going to be too quick.
Okay.
Kathy's going to be off next week, so we're going to crunch and try to get this as close as we can. But then I need time to go over with the supervisor, show them their input, and bring it to you after that.
Randy's recommendation is fine with me, but we allow him to break this down, provide a spreadsheet, and come back to us with the findings within that spreadsheet regarding these aggregate bids. Is that all right with everyone?
And that spreadsheet will be available to every bidder,
yes,
to look and see, because we really appreciate the number of bidders that we have. 10 is a lot to look through, and so that those spreadsheets will be available.
Do you mind if I take a look at some of those?
No, it'd be fine.
Okay. I just like to see the numbers. I just put like 3 or 4 numbers in mine. I just want to compare with a couple other people.
I'm sorry. Who are you?
Dave with APAC.
APAC, okay.
APAC.
Could we have you gentlemen do that upstairs?
Yes.
If in fact,
be great.
If you wish, you can utilize our conference room.
Yeah, no, we'll be there.
They're not going to be there very long, I don't think. Are they? Aren't we scheduled for 10 o'clock?
We're scheduled for 10 o'clock there, so.
Gentlemen, again, thank you, and thank you for your bids. Good to see each of you. Next, we have a potential recommendation for professional appraisal services regarding the FEMA flood buyout. Mr. Erickson, Mr. Ashley. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. We sent out a total of 17 direct bid invitations for appraisal services for this flood buyout. We received back a total of 2 proposals and then a no proposal response form. The 2 proposals that we received came from Cooper Real Estate Consulting and Valuations.
Cooper?
Yes. And then from Jackson Appraisal Services, LLC. Upon review and consultation, with our flood buyout consultant. Really, both Mr. Davis and I are unanimous in a recommendation for Jackson Appraisal Services. We feel that, first off, both of these companies would be well suited to perform these services. But we, due to the cost difference, we're recommending Jackson Appraisal Services.
Motion for approval of the recommendation of Jackson Appraisal Services.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to accept the recommendation as offered and award the bid to Jackson Appraisal Services for the FEMA flood buyout bid. Is there a number that goes with that, gentlemen?
Yes. It is RFP number 2013-04-221.
If we could have that number incorporated into the motion and the second, if that would be all right. Let that stand in the record. Discussion regarding same. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Could you do me a favor?
Yes.
Since I wasn't here when these were received, and tell me what the next step is now that this award has been made to Jackson Appraisal Services.
Okay. Well, Mr. Davis has actually spoken with Mr. Jackson. He has indicated that he can have these appraisals completed within about the next 30 days at the most. He's hopeful that he can have them completed actually in two or three weeks.
How's that, nine?
And there's the total of nine.
Okay.
And we're actually planning for each one of these property owners to schedule an appointment with Mr. Jackson on site and primarily because these houses have all been gutted. I mean, the majority of them, the flooring's been removed, the walls have been completely gutted, and that way these property owners can provide him with photos and any receipts they have and just descriptions of the condition, of the pre-flood condition of each of these homes. That's the thing that is difficult with this. Is this is going to have to actually be a pre-flood appraisal, and so the appraisal will have to be made utilizing a date of April 1st of 2011, and so they'll actually have to get comparables from that time period, from about April of 2011. At the same time this is going on, Mickey Davis is also working with the folks with the Missouri Department of Economic Development, and they're still working toward completing this environmental assessment. Since we applied for two separate grants, FEMA actually required the environmental review prior to approval. CDBG doesn't allow you to complete an environmental review until after approval. What we're hopeful of is that this appraisal and the approval of the environmental assessment, we're hoping those coincide at about the same time period. From there, we would actually have to put out a request for a proposal for a title company, and then there would be individual closings with each one of these property owners. This is a voluntary program, and so literally each property owner would receive an offer based on this appraised value. If they could either accept the offer, decline the offer, or they actually have the ability to appeal the offer. If they felt the value was too low, they actually have the ability to hire their own appraiser. The two appraisals are then sent into FEMA. FEMA has an appraiser that makes the determination which was correct or possibly may even split the difference. Once the properties are closed upon, they're literally deeded to the county. There's a four-page deed restriction that is recorded with each deed. And from there, we would have to look at also been a request for proposal for demolition services.
Will you furnish us with a copy of the four-page deed restrictions? Because that's going to impact us directly.
Okay.
Since this is going to become property of the county.
Yes.
And that the county will have oversight for those properties, because there's very little that can be done with it, but there are some things that could potentially be done.
There are certain things that could be done. The primary limitation is that a structure can't be built on it. But FEMA defines a structure as being four walls and a roof. And so if the county wished to construct...
a house with no roof?
Well, I was
gazebo.
I was thinking a gazebo, or something of that nature. That would actually be allowed, something along those lines, or a pavilion, because it's got to be utilized as park space. But it does actually allow for a pavilion or a gazebo or playground equipment, things of that nature. So. It would actually allow for a boat dock as well.
My hope is, and as it has been from the onset of this, which is now 2 years,
exactly,
is that whatever our role is to make sure that we expedite that, because we don't ever want to be part of the stumbling block that continues to drag this out. And I know that you've worked very hard to make sure that that hasn't happened, but I wish every agency could say that, but we want you to continue in that same light.
Definitely. We're honestly hopeful. I've been so leery of throwing a date out there, but literally at this point, our only hurdle is really just getting approval for this environmental assessment. If we can get that accomplished, that's really our, in my mind, our last hurdle on this project. Finally, after the two-year period.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Thank you for your report.
Thank you.
Thank you for your work.
Thank you very much.
Gentlemen, am I missing something on the agenda that I see in front of me, or is our next item of business executive session at 10 o'clock?
I don't see anything else.
Executive session at 10 o'clock, and I guess we have to wait till that time to, I see that's in the conference room upstairs, and we have to wait till that time to go into executive because it's posted that way, right?
Yes, let's stand in recess until 10 o'clock, at which time we will go into executive session in the commission conference room. Thank you.